could you give me a brief overview of what it is you're doing?
Okay, so we're Elmbridge Extinction Rebellion. We've got about 60 members in all. And over the last weekend and this weekend as well, we've been popping up at various sites across Elmbridge. We're dressed as polar bears and we're carrying a very large 10 by 1 meter banner declaring climate emergency. What we're trying to do is highlight to the people in Elmbridge the issues around the climate emergency and the importance of the climate emergency and ecological bill that went before that Caroline Lucas brought forward this week. I think what's really important when you live in Elmbridge, I think it's quite difficult to realise that there are maybe other people as concerned about the future of the planet as you are, really. And also this kind of feeling of what on earth can we as individuals do about it? And I think what we're trying to do by standing at key points in the borough in a non-violent way, we're not gluing ourselves to anything, we're not chaining ourselves to anything. We're just really keen to flag up that we are in existence and we are trying to make change both locally and nationally and influence the way in which we're progressing and we're coming out of COVID and actually talking about a different way is possible.
So what are the main issues surrounding the climate emergency that you want to specifically highlight?
Okay, so I think Extinction Rebellion has three really broad demands. And the first of these is that actually the government tells the truth about the climate emergency in terms of the enormity of the situation that we are actually in. It's also saying that we need to work with others. All organisations need to work together to address this issue. It isn't something that one party or one organisation alone are going to resolve. That's why the climate emergency really is beyond politics. It needs to be led by the people and by various organisations coming together and addressing this. We want the government to act now. We need to start reducing greenhouse carbon emissions to net zero and achieve this by 2025, not the 2050 that we're going for at the present time. And as I said earlier on, this is beyond politics. And what we're calling for is actually the government to create and be led by the decisions of a citizens' assembly on climate and ecological justice. And so very much a bottoms-up approach.
What is it that you're expecting to come out of today's and tomorrow's protests?
Okay, so really, as I said earlier on, we're just trying to highlight to local people that there are people in the local community living in Elmbridge and in surrounding areas, big active exile groups in Kingston, Staines and Richmond, who are going to stand up and say that whilst oil companies and big businesses are really prepared to sacrifice our long-term future for their short-term profit, we really think it's time for ordinary people to stand up and say, this has got to end, not in our name.
And can you tell me a bit more about why it's polar bears that you're dressed as?
Well, I think people will have seen recently, there's been quite a lot of articles in the paper about the future and the potential extinction of the polar bear because of the melting of the polar ice caps where they live. And that's being caused by rising temperatures in the Arctic and the melting of the ice caps. And so it's kind of a good way of just highlighting the links between the worlds that we're living in, the cars, the fuel, the fossil fuels that we're burning, and actually the extinction of species around the world.
That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything you'd like to mention?
I think the things that it's really important for us to mention on from Elmbridge is this is, we are a kind of non-violent, we're very committed to non-violence, and we are a broad church organisation with a real group of diverse people of all ages, ethnicities, backgrounds, just come together with a common aim here to make change locally, to address change actually locally, nationally and internationally. So locally, I think we've got lots of people who are concerned about building on the floodplains, and building on the Green Belt. We can see that there's potentially more oil drilling going to be applied for in Surrey, in Dunsfold in Surrey. So I think there are a lot of people who are concerned about matters and wondering how they on their own could do something about this. But I think that we're believing that collectively we can come together and bring this to the attention of government and take collective action to make change. I think what's really important to say, Luke, though, is that we are, as a whole, XR is a leaderless organisation.
Okay.
And in Elmbridge, we remain leaderless. And whilst you can imagine that that can be quite chaotic at times, in fact, it does mean that everybody's voice counts and we're all taking a share in it, in what happens, making decisions collectively about what we do and how we do it. And so whilst you can use my name there, I am just a member of the local group and it could have been anyone else that you'd spoken to.
Sue Cooper from Extinction Rebellion, Elmbridge.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Do you want us to send you through images and so forth?
Love you to.
Okay. I've got some extremely high quality, high res images from us standing on Hampton Court Bridge last weekend. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm suggesting we use those is A, because we had a professional photographer with us, and B, I think most people kind of in the Radio Jackie area will kind of recognise, you know, Hampton Court Bridge. We're in front of Hampton Court Palace gates and things like that. It's a kind of local landmark, possibly a bit more than Esher High Street, where I'm just heading off to.
Yes, please send those to us. But we wouldn't be able to... if we could have pictures of you on Esher High Street as well, which we could use to supplement those pictures.
Yeah.
And if you could send us some in Walton tomorrow, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, because we're going to Walton Bridge tomorrow. And I think that might be quite some nice shots on that, actually, because I think there's probably about... I don't know, there's a few more of us tomorrow because it's the weekend, but also against the bridge, I think it's quite a good iconic image, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. Yeah.